Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Norma, who has been a librarian with Price City for 37 years, and Norma has been the librarian for over 18 years, or the head librarian, I should say. If you've ever been into the library, if you haven't, you need to go, and they've recently expanded. It's a great place to get to know. Thank you, Norma, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Oh, no, thank you.
You've expanded. Has that helped the library in general?
It definitely has. We've gotten more people visiting all the time. The kids are just loving the area in the basement where we have our children's room now. The adults and the teens, both the community in general, really, are loving the area that we put our computers in, which was the old children's room. And we're having a lot of, you know, people come in, you know, using the computers. Our wireless is up, so they've been using that also. The children's room is just amazing. You really need to come in and see the children's room. Mrs. Dennison did our mural, and it is just the cutest thing.
And that's downstairs, right?
It is.
And now, have you moved all the children's books and stuff downstairs?
We've moved the children's stuff down, fiction and nonfiction. And we did move the junior material, but just the fiction. The nonfiction is still up here. We kept the fiction, the nonfiction together with the adult fiction.
So that's been a great help for the library and, like you said, increasing circulation and whatnot.
It has been. Our attendance is up. Circulation is up. Story times are up. You know, all our programs have really, you know, increased with the additional room. It makes it a lot easier to accommodate a larger group of children.
Tell us about some of the programs that you've had going on this summer.
We're doing our summer reading program, and that summer reading program is running in conjunction with our story times. Our story times are Monday at 11, Tuesday at 5, Wednesday at 11, and Thursday at 1. We also have our PAWS program, which is out of active reentry with Nancy Bentley and Catherine Kilborn.
The PAWS program is spelled P-A-W-S?
Correct. All caps. It's an acronym. So, and what they do is they bring in trained therapy dogs, and they sit down and read to the kids. It's been shown to help children maintain their reading level through the summer by doing that. And there's no real structure to it. The kids just come in, they get an opportunity to read aloud. The dogs, you know, don't stop you when you say a word incorrectly. They just and listen. And the children get to pick out their own materials that they read to the animal. You know, so there's not this have to read things. It's because we want to encourage a love of books. So we just want them to come in and enjoy the time. And then we've been having a little activity and craft during that time so that the kids who have to wait, because you do need to register because we don't have a lot of room in there as far as the number of dogs and the number of kids who need to read. They're only here for an hour and a half. And you do need to register ahead of time. And that starts at 1:30. And it'll be every Wednesday until the first week in August. So we're winding that down a little bit, but all the kids are still welcome to come in. Call us ahead of time, 636-3188, and we can set them a time for them to come in with their children, to come in and reach the animals. It's way fun.
We're listening to Norma, the head librarian of Price City Library here on Castle Country Focus. What is the age group for these for your PAWS program, the age of the kids?
Usually it's just as long as a child can read, but we've had some little kids come in here and pick up their favorite picture book, you know, being two or three, and sitting down and reading to the dogs the pictures. So, and that's really cute, too. I mean, because once again, you're instilling that love of books. The dogs don't care. So, you know, usually the idea is to get kids who read to continue to read. But some of the younger kids just want to come in and visit with the dogs. So, and the handlers are very committed to, you know, the program itself, are willing to make that extra effort to make sure that all the kids are, you know, met.
Now, you mentioned that this is in partnership with Active Reentry. You have other partnerships there that help out during the summer.
You know, we do. We do. Active Reentry is a big part of us. you know, they've been here for, I'm thinking we're going on like 10 years. You know, it's just really fun to see people in the community, you know, come into the library. We recognize each other's values and the importance to the community, and we just try to share that and extend it further out.
What kinds of things do you have coming up?
In the past, we've always used March as Author Month, but we have so many local people who are doing books that we've decided that we're going to go ahead and do it whenever they have an opportunity. And for the last, 3 months, we've had the third Thursday of every month, we've had an author here. And so the next one is going to be Jennifer Clark. It's called Too Deep. It's about a woman coal miner. It's her new book. And so she will be here on that day, on that Thursday, at 6:30. And we have two more already lined up. The lady who did Helping Helper, which is about Helper, Utah, she'll be here on the 17th of August. Have all these authors that are just, you know, wonderful people in our community that just are talented beyond means. Trying to, you know, encourage them to continue, and they're willing to encourage others to do the same thing. So it's really neat.
Now, these are local authors?
They are. They are.
I've had opportunity to interview an author that teaches literature up at the college. And he was fun.
Jason,
yes.
He's amazing. He was the second one we had here. We had Nancy Takis, of course, with her poetry. And then Jason came down, and he had the neatest book. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure, but it's art. I mean, but it's poetry. And I thought, what an amazing premise. And he just had us rolling. He talented.
Now, tell us, when again is the local writer, the date?
Oh, today it's Jennifer Clark.
Okay, and she's going to be there when?
The 20th, that's Thursday, right? The 20th of July.
Now, International Days is coming up. We don't want to forget that. Tell us what you do for International Days.
Yep, the library's involved in International Days. You'll have to come and see us. We have the float. The mayor is usually with us on Saturday. Prior to that, there's Kids Day, which is through the hospital, but we will have a booth up there so you can come and see us and do our little craft and have some fun with us up there. And we're in charge of the Kids Day on Parade, Kids on Parade, which is the little parade that goes up to the park where Kids Day will be, and everything there will be free. But we'll just, you know, make a little parade out of it and all go up together and have a good time. And we've got a new little grand marshal that will be leading the parade. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun.
Well, thank you, Norma, for taking a few minutes and visiting with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you.